Está transcorrendo esta semana aqui um dos
This week,
seminários mais
a seminar is
bem-sucedidos
taking
que já
place
foram
here.
realizados em
That
Figueira,
is one of the most successful
que é o
seminars ever
Encontro
held in Figueira.
Odontológico e de Cura Interior.
It's the seminar of dentistry and inner healing.
Nós sabemos que podem persistir nos
We know
indivíduos certos
that certain
obstáculos,
obstacles,
certas
a certain
resistências
resistance,
e certas
a certain
cristalizações
crystallization can
que
persist in
são
individuals.
coisas muito arraigadas
These are very
e
ingrained
que podem vir de vidas
and
anteriores,
can come from former
então
lives.
são muito duráveis,
So they are
e os
long-lasting.
egos e as
And the
personalidades
egos and
são
the
muito
personalities
condicionadas e
are
viciadas
very
por
conditioned
estas
and form bad
resistências,
habits
por
because
essas
of this resistance,
cristalizações.
because of this
E
crystallization.
muitos têm essas cristalizações, estas
And many people
resistências,
have formed this
feitas de coisas
crystallization, this
positivas,
resistance from positive
porque a
things.
cura interior procura liberar o
Because
indivíduo,
inner healing
não liberá-lo
does
de
not
coisas
seek to free
negativas e deixá-lo
individuals from negative
cristalizado
things and
em
then
coisas
leave them
positivas. A
crystallized
cura
in
interior
positive
é uma
things.
libertação total
Inner
do
healing
indivíduo,
is an individual's total
tendo como
liberation,
base a essência mais íntima dele,
built
que
on
não é
one's
positiva
deepest
e nem
intimate
negativa.
essence,
A
which is neither
essência
positive
dele
nor
é
negative.
amor.
One's
É
essence is
amor
love.
universal.
It's universal
Então,
love.
a liberação é chegar nesta
So
essência
liberation
e
means
não
to reach
ficar
this essence
cristalizando ainda mais
and not to
lados que
continue to
atrapalham
crystallize
o
even
caminhar,
more on
quando
aspects
isto
that hinder
tem
one's
que
path.
atingir outro patamar,
When the
tem
path
que
is meant
atingir
to
outro
attain another
nível
level,
de compreensão
it
e de
has to
vida.
reach another level of understanding and of
Então,
life.
estas crostas que nós
So these
trazemos na nossa
crusts
formação,
that we acquire in our
isso é
formation,
muito sutil em
these are
certos
very
casos.
subtle in some cases.
A mente justifica sempre
Our
essas
minds always
cristalizações,
justify this
porque a mente
crystallization.
mostra que são cristalizações benéficas,
Because our minds show that
benéfico
it's a
ou
beneficial
maléfico,
crystallization.
na hora de se viver
Whether
leis
beneficial or
superiores,
harmful,
nós
when
teríamos
it
que
comes to
buscar
living
a nossa
higher laws,
essência,
We should seek our
simplesmente, e
essence
não
only,
conceitos,
and not
e não
concepts,
coisas que nós já trazemos
and not the
preparadas,
previously prepared
porque
things that
isto,
we carry
se
with
não
us.
corresponde ao
Because if this does
ritmo
not correspond
que a evolução de um grupo
to the pace
ou que a
that should be followed in the evolution of a
tomar,
group or the evolution
é
of humanity, then all these things become negative.
Estes preconceitos,
These ingrained things,
estas
these prejudices,
pré-fabricadas,
these prefabricated
estas
ideas,
ego, estas
these things
da
of the ego, these things of the
mesmo
personality,
positivas.
Even though they might be positive.
Claro que entre uma personalidade
Of course,
negativa
when
e uma
comparing a negative
positiva,
personality with a positive
é claro
personality,
que a positiva é mais evolutiva.
Evidently,
Mas
the positive one is more
de um
evolutionary.
Caminho de libertação,
But
as duas coisas
on a path of
são
liberation,
um obstáculo.
Both
Porque
these
aí,
things are an
a
obstacle.
Nossa vista, a nossa compreensão,
Because our viewpoint,
deixa de ver
our understanding,
a realidade de um outro
cannot
por
take
causa
into
de uma
account
cristalização
someone else's reality
nossa, por causa de
because
um
of
modo
our own
de ver.
Crystallization,
Então, deixa-se de
because of the way we see
outro,
things.
Deixa-se de perceber
So we fail
o
to
outro.
Get to know the other person, we fail
Então,
to perceive
o caminho
the
da
other person.
Não é um caminho
So the path of liberation
amoral.
Is not
um
an unethical path,
regras,
nor is it a path
mas o
without rules.
Da libertação é
But the path of liberation
da terra quase
is a path
conhece,
that almost no one here on the surface of the earth knows about
é
except for one or other person.
Do ser.
And this
Isto
is the path
é o,
of the essence of the
o
being.
Destino, o movimento da essência
This is
mais
the
íntima
being's
do ser.
Destiny, movement of the most intimate essence of the
a
being.
Uma certa altura, nós percebemos
At a certain point,
que estamos limitados,
we realize that we are
que
limited,
estamos atados em alguma coisa.
That we are tied down
Nós percebemos
to something.
A nossa limitação.
We perceive our limitations.
E quem sabe se esta nossa limitação
And
é
we
alguma
wonder if our limitation
positiva
might
dos nossos
not be
conceitos,
some positive crystallization
da nossa
of our
forma
concepts,
de ver as coisas.
Of our way of seeing things.
Então isto é muito sutil.
And so
e
this
a
is very
cura interior,
subtle.
Este trabalho de libertação
It's an
Claro
inner
que não
healing,
pode
this
se
work of
basear em
liberation,
conceitos,
Of course, it cannot be based on concepts. It cannot be based on rules. It cannot be based on theoretical teaching. But this is a cleansing that has to occur within an individual. It's a purification in order for everything that is not the individual's own essence, everything that is not what the essence is bringing right now as an impulse, as a movement, might be purified, might be resolved. So this is a level of inner healing that is not to cure sicknesses, nor to treat psychological problems, nor psychiatric conditions, nor spiritual situations in which an individual might be feeling some difficulty. This is a level of inner healing which is only concerned with our being willing to undergo the purification that comes from our essence, that comes from the higher will in us, that comes from the monad, or that comes from the soul, depending on the kind of relationship that one might have with one's higher nuclei. In general, each person feels the limitation in a specific area. Some people even feel their limitation quite strongly and they don't know how to become free of it. They don't know how to leave off doing the things the way they do. For example, they don't know how to stop speaking in the manner they express themselves.
Negativas ou positivas.
So there are extremely crystallized negative and positive forces that are very ingrained and are much more embedded than the individual's intention to be cleansed, than the individual's intention to become something pure. So this is the inner healing that almost everyone needs. Even those who don't have any problems, even those who think they don't need healing, everyone needs this healing because we all have our positions. When something happens, each one has his or her own point of view. And none of this is of any use within reality. None of this is of any use because each thing that comes along, each thing that happens, each thing that appears, comes for you to get to know another side and not for you to stick to your position, do you see? Who doesn't need this kind of healing? There are people who even think that they have no need to be healed and should not be healed because they don't want to lose their own way of looking at things, their own way of doing things, their own way of judging. In face of inner healing, all this is garbage. In face of inner healing, all this has to be purified. All this has to be transcended, removed, because it is of no more use, because if it were of any use, we would not be seeking anything, and we would be satisfied the way we are. So the way we are is definitely of no more use to us, and we have already become aware of this, at least unconsciously. We know that it's of no more use. As a matter of fact, on the path of evolution, all that we are is no longer of any use. The time has passed and it's no longer of any use. You already have to be focused at another point. You already have to be looking at things in another way, understanding them in another way, living them in another way. If today you have the same understanding that you had yesterday, you are in need of inner healing. You have to be cleansed. You have to overcome this. If not, things will not be able to move forward, or they will only seemingly move. But we do not leave our point of evolution, we do not leave our outlook, we do not leave the point of view where we have remained until now. We all have to dissolve these processes. This is a very basic inner healing. This is a purification, this is a cleansing, and it can only come through grace. It's rare to see this happen individually, this kind of cleansing, this kind of healing. Individuals are hemmed in by those things that they themselves have chosen to live, together with those who are karmically linked to them. So there is no way for them to be able to live this. So individually, this cleansing rarely takes place. Now, in a spiritual group, a group that has this inner healing as a goal, that has as its goal this essence that has not yet been revealed, but that is being expressed, that is still being developed, is still becoming manifested, a group that has this intention, this group represents a force that supports this kind of inner healing. Because to begin with, in a group, you are not limited to the reactions and the situations of that circle that you yourself built through your own will, to that human life that you planned, and to that destiny that you yourself designed. Probably before you were born, or maybe after you incarnated, and confirmed that tiny circle, that reduced field of vision. In a group that seeks this healing, in a group that seeks this work with one's own essence, there is a summation of purposes. Here there is a summation of aspirations. There is a summation of invocation. So a special grace that descends there can start this kind of inner and subtle purification in individuals, with the strength of the group. So those who are in groups and those who see spiritual groups in this subtle dimension and not in other ways of taking part in spiritual groups, but if one is in a spiritual group and perceives this need for deep healing, which individually one can only receive through a miracle, but in a group situation, in group life, this is more accessible, it's more available, because a group provides us with shocks, a group gives us situations, a group gives us surprises, a group gives us disappointments, a group gives us a whole series of things to a much greater degree than if we were back there in our tiny circle or in that environment we chose for ourselves before being born. What happens in a group that is aware that it needs inner healing, because most of humanity is in need of healing. In a group, whatever happens is to make a being move, is to challenge a being, is to stimulate beings to change their forms, is to cause beings to uproot this crystallization, these principles, these things that do not correspond to a higher evolution. Because if there is a single crystallized principle in an individual, this does not agree with higher evolution. This belongs to a mental or an astral level of evolution, but not to the level of higher evolution, where what exists is inclusiveness, pure inclusiveness, pure magnetism of unity. So in this inner healing, we go toward a completely new situation. And here, many sense this new way of being or sense this inner light. And sometimes this disturbs them a little because they see that this is going to burn away all their castle of cards, their concepts of life, of morality, of social things, all these things that are the life of humanity of the surface. Well,
os que caminham,
those
e
who
os
follow
que
the path,
já perceberam,
and those
que o grupo
who have already realized that groups can provide a certain inner healing in each one of us, that is in proportion
isso,
to each one's openness toward this,
isto,
those who have already
geral,
perceived this
não ficam em grupo
are generally not discouraged by the ones around them in the group
não
who move more slowly. They don't
não
lose heart.
A disposição de caminhar,
they don't lose their will to keep on moving along
ritmo.
The path just because others move
porque
at another pace. Because even
ritmo,
those who are not moving at your pace,
está dando os passos
even
que você
those
dá,
who are not taking the same steps
que está
as you are,
por dificuldades
or even those who are going through difficulties which you no longer have to go through because you already did
isso,
so in the past and you have
ainda,
already got this resolved, or maybe you haven't gone through it yet, or your time
mais
has not
cedo,
yet come to be like the others. Sooner
fomos,
or later, we are going to be
ainda,
the way the others are.
O caminho humano é
either
só,
we have been or we are
mesmas,
still going to be, because the human path is all one.
Então,
the tests are the same and the experiences are all the same.
Interior,
so when you are in an inner healing group,
é uma das metas,
when you are in a group
é
where inner healing is one of the goals,
grupo,
where it is one of the reasons
então,
for the group's existence,
bem
then you should be very
todos,
tranquil in
mas
face of each one's level.
Mesmo,
but really very tranquil.
Que haja cura interior
because
aí,
what hinders
não é
inner healing there
de pontos de cada
is not the different
é
points where each one is focused. It's the lack of serenity in face of where the other person stands. This is so when we look at it from the point of view of the work of inner healing in a group, not from any other point of view in which different focus points can even cause difficulties. In inner healing, these differences do not cause difficulties. In inner healing, this is all completely indifferent. So someone who is in the group to experience inner healing and not for other things that the group could also afford and could resolve, those who are in a group seeking inner healing or who are working toward inner healing or who are invoking inner healing should not be at all worried, nor should they lose their serenity because others are there manifesting the opposite, and because the limitations of others are clearly accentuated there. Here, to bring about inner healing, serenity must imbue each one or those who are in the group so that inner healing can occur. Perhaps not all are at this point, because perhaps other beings or some beings have other priorities, other things that come before inner healing, that come before this deep healing. So those who are in the group seeking inner healing can see that the priorities of the others is not the same. Others have to deal with issues that we ourselves have already resolved. So here one must have serenity, because without serenity, the possibility for the group to have inner and profound healing is disrupted. Is this clear? When there is serenity, or when there is relative serenity, because total serenity, only a Buddha. But when there is a certain serenity, when there is a certain level of serenity, then this group can take in those who need inner healing, but who still have more superficial things to be resolved, psychological problems, psychiatric problems, personality problems, conflicts of temperaments.
Tudo isto pode existir.
All this can exist there.
E aqueles que estão buscando cura interior,
and those who are seeking inner healing,
reconhecendo a própria necessidade de cura interior,
or who are recognizing their own need for inner healing,
grupo,
and the need for inner healing in the group,
cura interior na humanidade,
and the need
quem
for inner healing in humanity,
isto?
Those who perceive this remain in that exercise of always being serene, of always being calm, always being tranquil, no matter what might be happening in the group. And this to bring about inner healing. Now, to bring about other things, the rules might be different. But since there are various points of view in a group, as we become more and more integrated into that group, we begin to perceive all the other points of view. We begin to see all the other points of view of that group energy. It is possible to have serenity here. It is possible to maintain serenity here. No matter what the situation might be, when one has faith, because serenity that is not based on faith is a circumstantial serenity. It's serenity in face of specific things, but when situations stir up those points in our egos that are ingrained and to which we are attached, including our best principles, when the situations stir up those points, serenity immediately disappears. And each time serenity drains away and is no longer deep within us, every time this serenity is perturbed, healing becomes superficial. But naturally, since we need various kinds of healing and various levels of healing, superficial kinds of healing can take place, healing on the level of the personality, healing on the level of the bodies, healing of ailments, healing in the education of one's temperament. All this can take place, but deep healing, that is, the dissolving of these layers, of these principles, of these things that have been built over lifetimes, but at a certain point of the path of evolution, these things are manacles, are prison bars, are chains that hold back a being's elevation. They are considered obstacles to what the being really should become and should manifest. To bring about this awareness of healing and this deep healing, we need working groups. And this is why, in a spiritual group, in a group that has several facets and several sectors and has various nuances to be developed, in such a group, it is good to form groups by sectors. It is good to form groups that can have an attunement based on certain common characteristics. So this is why periodically we are here bringing together working groups. Sometimes it's the health and healing group. Sometimes we bring together the emergency action group. Sometimes the dentistry group gets together and so forth. These most varied work sectors, because then each one, in a smaller environment, in a more reserved environment, in an environment where there is not so much heterogeneous energy to be dealt with as could happen in the group as a whole, so in a smaller environment, through the unity of the members, through the dedication, through the love, the devotion toward the goal, the service, toward the work, this can be experienced in a smaller group within the larger group.
A energia de união e de amor que se percebeu and of love neste grupo that has been perceived in this group that is here present this weekend in this small seminar is what is moving us to say these things.
Porque o que se viu neste grupo,
because what we have seen in this group
é uma energia de amor
is principally an energy of love and of unity that was really pressuring to become manifest. And it really began to be recognized in the midst of these beings.
Nós nos lembramos que no tempo de São João da Cruz e no
and
tempo
we recall that in the time
Avila,
of St. John of the Cross and in the time of St. Teresa of Avila, to carry out spiritual work, there were no more than 25 people, because with more than 25 people, things begin to get out of control, as you know, because personalities are very complicated and very sickly. So each house had no more than 25 people. In this seminar, we have been able to live something similar with 30 or so people, a little more than 25, up to 35 or 38. And this really did happen. It was tangible in the meetings.
Então é como se algo
so it's as though something very specific
estágio evolutivo,
to our evolutionary
acontecido.
Stage had taken
então,
place.
Vamos agora estar nesta energia
muito
so
now, let us
interior,
remain in this energy that is very conducive to inner healing. And let's see if the rest of us who form so many
único,
groups and who are this one group, let's see if we can enter the energy
vamos,
here present
valer,
and let's make use of what has already been built.
Não?
And is already installed, isn't it so? So that we can enter another way of being together. Something that cannot be described and that cannot be asked of anyone. Because these things cannot be artificial. This has to happen the way it is happening in this little group of some 30 persons. This has to take place from the inside out and not from the outside in with imposition and suggestions. This takes place from the inside out. This is a question of inner healing. This is an energy of inner healing, of deep healing. So it would be very good for us to be in this and to perceive this and once again to count on grace. Those who have chosen to incarnate at this time, because there are some beings who incarnate unconsciously. There are beings who incarnate because they are magnetically attracted by intercourse. They are magnetically attracted by the relationship between a man and a woman. They are attracted by this, and so they incarnate. But not all humans incarnate this way. There are those who incarnate for a purpose. And they even choose from whom they are going to be born. It's rare, but it does happen. There are beings who incarnate for a purpose. The ones who are incarnate in these times and who have a purpose, and those who are not in the world incidentally or merely to fulfill their natural evolution, but who incarnate with a purpose and therefore have a purpose in life, which is not the purpose of the others. It is their own purpose. It's their own reason for incarnating. And so those who have incarnated in these times with a purpose or with their own purpose are here to transcend this human stage. Those who incarnate with a defined purpose have incarnated to transcend the human condition and to enter a spiritual and superhuman evolution. This is the purpose of those who have incarnated consciously. So in a spiritual group, it's very important for us to work with this hypothesis. If I am incarnate, and if I am in a spiritual group, if I have a goal,
quite possibly my life purpose is to transcend this human stage with its characteristics and with all it represents. Those who have been born with this purpose, those who have incarnated with this purpose,
de cura interior,
are going to need inner healing. Not only to recognize this purpose more clearly, because an initial inner healing would already allow them to recognize this purpose, but then they need a deeper healing, a wider healing, for them to be able to live out this purpose. Because what is overlaid on this purpose during gestation, during infancy, during adolescence, and later on during the other experiences, what has been overlaid on the purpose has formed such a hard crust that one really has need for inner healing, not in order to heal anything, but to remove that which does not let you see why you were born and what your goal is and what brought you into this world. So we see that this principle of serenity, this principle of remaining serene, is very important to set all these energies into movement. It's very important for all this to be drawn out from our deepest levels, for all this to be set in movement, for all this to be activated.
Veja que alguém que serve.
Here's a case of someone who serves in the shelter.
Sonho.
This person
sonho era o seguinte,
reports the
nós
following
nos
dream.
Porque estávamos we were gathered recebendo together um impulso muito forte
because
neste momento.
We were receiving a very strong
e todos
impulse
nós
at this time.
Tínhamos que aproveitá-lo ao máximo.
And all of us had to take the maximum
e quando
advantage
fomos
of it.
Reunidos para receber este impulso,
and when we were gathered to receive this impulse,
que nós tínhamos recebido um impulso
they told
prévio
us that we had already received
atrás.
An impulse
e
10 years before.
Impulso.
And this was the second special impulse in 10 years.
E enquanto esperavam por este impulso especial,
and while we were waiting for this special
agora,
impulse that we were about to receive, an inmate for the shelter arrived.
Para entrar no abrigo.
A new person was going to enter the shelter.
Então se via que ele chegou
and we could see
com uma mala.
That he arrived carrying a suitcase.
E que dentro desta mala,
and
não
in the suitcase,
roupas,
there were
não
no clothes, there were no belongings.
Dentro daquela mala,
but in that
havia
suitcase
os dons
were
e as habilidades
the person's gifts
desconhecidas
and abilities
daquela pessoa.
That were unknown to the person.
Veja que nós precisamos realmente estar preparados.
So we see that we really have to be prepared
e vamos realmente ter fé
and that we really must have faith
deste seminário
that the impulse of this seminar, the impulse that we are receiving now, let us have faith that we are not going to see our fellow being's suitcase as a bag full of clothes, nor full of the clothes that he or she is wearing, nor the person's appearance, nor filled with what he or she manifests externally. Let's look at the other person's baggage as bearing something very precious. We can see that this vision has been very meaningful for us and is very much part of this moment we are living. And this refers to us too. This suitcase we carry around, filled with our goods and chattels, this suitcase should contain our qualities. This suitcase should contain our essence. Inside this suitcase should be our real gifts. This is another way of being in the world. This is another way of carrying our own luggage. We'll always have to have luggage because we are in bodies which are bags, bags of flesh, bags of emotional energies, etheric bags, bags of thoughts, mental bags. Each one of us has his or her own bag or bags. But we must not think we are carrying normal bags with our belongings, bags of clothes, bags full of things. But inside those bags, there could be the things we really do need. And this can change the way we look at things, including how we see what we are carrying that is part of our incarnation. But the quality of this depends a little on the possibility of our being healed. And it depends a lot on the grace to receive this healing.